Our two most recent presidents came of draft age during the Vietnam War, but managed to escape the draft.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
I mention this without animus, as one who was called to service in the Citizens Army during World War II, and because the word draft is being heard anew, mainly from people who claim to be dead set against it. Draft is a word that politicians hardly dare to speak, especially in an election year. When Representative Charles Rangel introduced a conscription bill, the House leadership raced to sweep it away, bringing it up for a vote last Tuesday without hearings, without a debate, without anything. And in the end, Rangel voted against his own bill, having accomplished the stir that he hoped to accomplish. Responding to persistent rumors, President Bush stated, "We will not have a draft as long as I am President of the United States." He has promised to win the anti-terrorism war with an all-volunteer army. An Annenberg Foundation survey indicates that most draft-age Americans don't believe him. Actually, the army isn't quite all-volunteer now. National Guard and reserve enlistees are often held without their consent beyond the terms of their enlistment. There is clearly a problem of the military stretched too thin. According to the New York Times, a panel named by the Pentagon reported that American forces might not be able to handle a new emergency if one arose. Democratic Senator Jack Reed, a West Point graduate, says, "We don't have the capability to handle another major contingency." Conscription has played an important, if sometimes controversial, role in American history. President Lincoln instituted the draft without constitutional authority, and it was widely evaded by those who could buy their way out. During World War I, anti-war protesters went to jail for resisting military service. The draft that President Franklin Roosevelt instituted in 1940, when the war in Europe had started, remained in effect until 1973. When President Nixon abolished conscription in an effort to allay widespread protest against the Vietnam War. A skeleton selective service organization and local draft boards still exist. Registration is required for 18-year-olds. And although no one in authority says there is the remotest possibility of a revived draft, a shudder of apprehension runs through many campuses, fueled by late-night talk shows. It's a long time since we heard, "Hell no, I won't go." This is Daniel Shore.